This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
يروي الإمام البخاري في صحيحه عن أبي موسى الأشعري قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تحليت نايك لكشن إمام بخاري نريده أبو موسى الأشعري. And inshallah after, this is a very short khatir, I won't take a few minutes. And then after that, inshallah ta'ala, we have a student who just finished reciting a full khatma upon Sheikh Ra'id and Brother Zakaria. So inshallah, we're going to have the khatma recitation here after Salat al-Sunnah. If you would like to attend, you're welcome to, inshallah ta'ala. If you'd like to attend like a khatma and the dua and of the student and of the sheikh for him as well, and to congratulate the student, inshallah ta'ala, upon concluding his khatmat al-ijaza, then you're welcome to do that, inshallah ta'ala, as well. It's something worthy of celebrating and of, inshallah, using as a means to encourage younger people or others to, inshallah, walk down that same path and enjoy the barakah of the Qur'an. فيقول عليه الصلاة والسلام in this famous hadith, قال, and the theme is still the significance of dhikr until I'm going to talk about this for a while until I can get my thoughts straight and prepare to talk about something different. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام مثل الذي يذكر ربه والذي لا يذكر ربه مثل الحي والميت. The example of someone who mentions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speaks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the one who doesn't. The example of the person who has a wird, a daily wird, where they sit and they just perform tasbih and salah ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and tahleel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hamd and istighfar. The person who does this daily, and the example of the person who does not do that, in the eyes of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the example of the alive and the dead. And this plays into the same point I was making yesterday. That yes, your body may be fine. Yes, the physical aspect of your existence may be doing really well, but your spirit may not. And what is the point if your body is alive but your spirit is dead? What's the point if your spirit that wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is deprived from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so it's on the inside, it's shriveled and it's in pain, and it's like it's almost dead, even though the body outside may be attractive and young and and everything is nice because you're still in your 20s and it's working, but your spirit isn't. And the Prophet alayhi salatu would use this example. This is the example he made alayhi salatu wasalam. No one could make this example but Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, and get away with it, obviously, by explaining it, people accepting it. The example of the one who speaks of Allah, remembers him and invocates him, and the example of the person who doesn't is like the example of someone who's alive and someone who is literally dead. Is there any comparison between an alive person and a dead one? In any form, way, in any way, how do you, can you compare in any form between someone who is alive and someone who is dead? What comparison can you draw between someone who is alive and someone who is dead? Are there ways to compare? Are there any competitions that are appropriate to make between a live person and a dead one? Give me something, any form of comparison that would be appropriate between someone who is still alive and someone who is dead. There's nothing. There's actually nothing in common anymore. Which is why the first thing we do when someone passes away is we put them in the ground. Because they're no longer a person. It's just flesh that will go back to the earth very quickly. So the Prophet is telling us, you speak of Allah, you don't speak of Allah. It's like someone who's alive and someone who is dead. What more of a comparison does he need to give والسلام, in order for this point to become clear? Like, what more does he need to say in order for us to understand that we cannot afford not to be in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to be speaking of Allah, thinking of Allah, rejoicing in his name, singing his praise subhanahu wa ta'ala within ourselves and amongst people around us. I think this is one of the most powerful traditions and narrations that we have, as simple as it is. I hope that you find that beneficial. يروي الإمام البخاري في صحيحه عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم مثل الذي يذكر ربه والذي لا يذكر ربه مثل الحي والميت. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. الحمد لله لا إله إلا أنت وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وسلم.